Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, I want to talk to you about confidence. Now, in the U.S., it's playoff time for American football, and you know, you get to watch some of these people that just do an extraordinary job in terms of leading their team. And I was watching the New Orleans Saints game the other day, and I'm watching Drew Brees, who's their quarterback. And it looks like they've got no hope, right? They're deep on their own end of the field. They're down by, I think, four or five points. And there's very little chance that they're going to be able to march down the field and get into the end zone. And you watch Drew Brees and you watch his leadership capabilities and you see the confidence that he has. And that confidence is contagious because everybody around him that's working with him, you know, his wide receivers, his running backs, they all begin to take that on for themselves because they know they've got a great leader and they know that he has no doubt in his own abilities and that he's going to march them down the field and get them into the end zone. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. You know, it looked like the odds were so far, you know, removed. There was no chance it was going to happen, and yet he did it. Now, what ended up happening in the end is New Orleans ended up losing the game, and the reason they ended up losing the game was because their defense didn't hold up. But Drew Brees, as that leader and as that quarterback, did everything in his power to make sure that they did what they needed to do and accomplish what they needed to accomplish. And again, it all comes from being confident. And I think when you look at other great leaders, think about people that you've worked for, where you've got this task that looks like there's no chance you can get this thing done. But for whatever reason, this person has a belief and a knowingness that it's going to happen. And they know that they can get it done. And in the end, you start to take on some of that confidence. You know that under their leadership, you can accomplish all kinds of things that maybe you wouldn't be able to do on your own, but through their leadership, you're able to. That's what I'm talking about. It's getting that confidence. Now, where we want to get to is to a point where you yourself have that confidence. And again, it's just a knowingness. And so it starts with a visualization of what you want the outcome to be, and then the acceptance that there is no other outcome. It will be that way, or it'll turn out better than you even expect. But not accepting anything but what you're looking for or something better. That is really what it's all about, and keeping that in your mind. I mean, I've been in situations in my life where, you know, I'm stuck in the woods on a ski trip that not thinking, you know, the odds weigh against me in terms of getting out. And I think, you know, I could freeze to death out there. I just had an inner knowingness that I was going to get myself out of the situation. And miraculously, I did. Right? Things just transpired. Things worked out. But I know that it was the confidence because the alternative is panic. Right? But if you know that you're going to be successful in something and you have no doubt and you just focus on the outcome that you want, the odds that you achieve what you want go up tremendously. And that's really what we're talking about. The other thing that comes with confidence is there's an attraction. People are attracted to people that are confident. Think about professionals in your life whose services you use, like a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant. Think about your interactions with your doctor. If you've got a good doctor that makes you feel good about what's going on with you and that you can get better at from whatever illness you have, that doctor is confident. He knows exactly what he wants to tell you. He tells you exactly what you should do. He doesn't start asking you questions about what you want or how you see things. No, he just tells you what you should do and you do it. And it's that simple. And the reason you do it is because he has that confidence. He has that knowingness. And you know that if you follow his instructions, that you're ultimately going to get better. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just hit the subscribe button on iTunes. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. for today, I just want you to think about your own confidence level. Do you exude confidence? Do you have an inner vision of what will happen in certain situations? And do you stick to that? And do you have a knowingness that it will work out the way you want or better? Not start to work in that direction. Start to train yourself to do it. Start to see the outcomes you want and then have that inner knowingness that it will work out the way you want it to. Just trust that it'll happen.